The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. The Illini are 2-4 in conference play and 5-5 overall. Illinois visits Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we had Ohio State this past week and had our chances. We had two botched field goals, and then we let it contain going out there. Otherwise, it's a pretty close game into the third quarter. But I give Ohio State a lot of credit. That's an outstanding football team, and they wore us down and did a great job. So try to get ourselves back for the Minnesota game. We go up there. Both teams guys could go through the injury bud, and we need to go up there and play well. And same idea we always have: make sure we don't turn the ball over, and we got to make some plays over on offense and defense. We don't give up some plays, and it's going to be a physical football game. We know that, so we got to come ready to play.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star one. And our first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with ERP FM Radio Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Bill. Talk about your season so far. Are you very excited where you are right now, that you're one game before going to a bowl game, with all the stuff that you guys went through with Coach Beckman leaving and all the distractions you guys have at the university?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm overly excited, but I'm overexcited about the passion of our players. They've had to go through a lot, and I think it would be a heck of an accomplishment if we can, we get one of these games or both those games and get them in a bowl game and really enjoy it. We've gone through a lot, like you've said, and we played five losses, and four of them come from the top 20 in the country. So, we played a schedule also that was pretty difficult, and then we lost to Penn State team. So, but the thing I'm most excited about is our players. It's been a joy to be around them. They fight. They have great passion. They're excited about playing.
Yeah, and also talk about what you see with Minnesota, because I know playing in Minnesota is pretty cold this time of year. They're getting ready to get that snowfall. So how are you going to get ready for that game?
Well, it's the unfortunate thing here is it's raining, and it's been probably raining for the next couple of days. So you like to get outside, but in order to get a really good practice, we're going to have to go inside. But our kids have played in some tough weather here before. I think they'll be used to it. The young kids, I think that'll be a little bit changed, especially our southern guys. So it's just one of those things. They're going to have to go out and play. But I think once guys get out there and get acclimated to the weather, they're pretty good. I think they sometimes overdress early. Some of our young kids stand, and let them know exactly what to do. But, the environment's great up there. I've been up there before. And it's, I have a lot of respect for Tracy and his staff for what they're doing. So we're just going about business, but, hopefully it won't be too cold for some of our younger kids.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about the contributions that Clayton makes for your team? I mean, not only does he consistently record such a high number of tackles game in, game out, but, contributions on other facets of the game as well.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
Clayton.
Oh, Clayton. Clayton's an interesting story. Came in here as a walk-on. And still practices like he's trying to earn a scholarship. And I think it's paying off. I mean, the way he prepares and his passion during the week really shows up on Saturday. I made a comment to our defense the other day. I know our front's playing better than it has in the past. But really, I think that the main difference has been that, we got that stopper at the back end in Clayton. And he prevents a lot of long yards plays. And he comes ready to play every single week. He's an intense guy, passionate guy, and just kind of type of ball player you want to be around, especially at the University of Illinois.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time
today.
We'll look forward to talking to you next week.